thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Tal Mandelbaum Ben Moshe. Hello. Today, we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about the state of the world and humanity. Lately, we're going through many changes. We want to better understand where is this all going. Be with us, Tal. Please. Yeah, we feel that we're going through a big change. The recent elections in the U.S. were a turning point. There's a lot of discourse regarding the weakening of the neoliberal governments around the world and the rise of the so-called neo-nationalism, fear of fascism that's showing signs in the U.S. and Europe. And to better understand where's this all headed, we'd like to understand how does our society that produces these different kinds of government work? Where does it all come from? Why one kind of formation and not another? And why can't we arrange society correctly? Churchill once said that democracy is the worst form of government except all those other forms that have been tried from time to time, meaning democracy is the best thing we could come to, but we see that it also doesn't really take care of the people, of their well-being, etc. So we'd like to understand, on the one hand, we're social creatures. We need social interactions. On the other hand, we can't build a good society that meets our needs. So, where does the human need to live a social life come from? First of all, we see that a person's natural development leads them to live a social life. It's not enough that he lives in his natural environment, which is his family. But the family, it also belongs to other families, and other families, it's like cogwheels. That at some part of the cogwheel, I belong to another cogwheel, and it belongs to another cogwheel, and so on and so forth. And this is how we build our society. So, first of all, we have to see this as a social need that comes from human nature. Besides, it comes from economy, because we have to provide for ourselves. As it says, go and provide for each other. We have a tendency and inclination to arrange our life in the best possible, safest way for the future, and we can't provide ourselves with everything that we need. Our ego, our will to receive, our desire to enjoy life is constantly growing. And therefore, we finally want to be more successful from generation to generation. And more successful, it means to produce more things with a larger variety in technology, in technique, many different kinds of foods. One person, one family can't make all of that. I want milk and also meat and also chicken and fruits and. Even if we're only talking about food. Today, I go into the supermarket. Thank God, kilometers of shelves with different things on it. If they're there, it means that someone's buying them. If they're there and someone's buying them, it means that he wants them. That is his desire. So if so, it means that there is someone who has to make it. And one person, or a family, or even a few families, can't do it. It has to be a big industry. If it's machines, then who's going to make the machines? To supply it to someone, who's going to supply it, and so on and so forth. So what follows is that our will to receive, that wants to fulfill itself with different pleasures, it demands of us to be connected with each other. And this is actually the meaning of go and provide for each other. And therefore, we have to be interconnected. Also, I can't build all these things in order to provide for myself unless I develop the proper education. higher education, culture. It's all inside our desire, and we have to fulfill it, serve it. And therefore, we needn't think that we can do it in some limited fashion. We see that the more humanity develops, the greater its desire to discover continents and places and things. It goes deep into the ocean and into the ground and goes to outer space. People from one end of the world are starting to trade with people from the other end. What I don't have here, I can bring from Brazil or Argentina. Wine from France and Spain, and cheese from there, and machinery from England and Germany and the US. In short, we see that we've reached a state where it's one small village, we're all like one small family, where we're all interdependent. And really, if there's a disaster someplace in the world, we understand that it's a chain of events that will eventually somehow influence all of us. So when we say that a person is a social creature, we're actually talking about the need to fulfill my selfish needs. And only because human nature is the ego that a person wants to fulfill, and the ego is so big and multifaceted that a person can't be content with a small village or a little city. He needs the whole world. It's not in vain that we're getting news from all over the world. Why? What do I care what's going on there? 100 years ago, people took no interest in what's going on around the world, and therefore the media was also that way. Today, we're living in such an interdependence that the media provides us with news from all over the world. Nature is influencing us in such a way that a small explosion on the sun is important for me. Some hurricane someplace, it's important for me. How will it influence me? I'm really dependent on everyone today. The more as if protected I am against all these things, and therefore we're starting to feel what's going on with our home, which is Earth, its atmosphere, what's going on with the radiation, the pollution and everything. Because the concept of family or home or village, so we're in a small village. So it's interesting to understand the paradox where on the one hand you say that we're egoists wanting to fulfill ourselves, on the other hand we need each other in order to do it. We live in a small village. We really depend on each other, but our original nature didn't change. And we're still rejecting each other, committing crimes against each other, wanting to exploit each other, disregarding each other, and so on. And this paradox is becoming ever more evident, sharp, where on the one hand I depend on the entire world, and on the other hand, I want to burn them so they won't stand in my way. So how can the two coincide? It's like a little child that says, I don't need my parents. He doesn't know that they provide him with everything that he needs. He doesn't. This is how we are, like foolish children. If we look at it from the social, psychological aspect, we see that people, on the one hand, need society. They need to be accepted, appreciated, loved. On the other hand, we see the price we pay, the anxiety. The people are so occupied with their appearance and everything. That's because our relations are arranged incorrectly. In my family, I feel safe, good, convenient. I'm not shy or ashamed. I feel myself free. I rest, I enjoy my relations with my family. We sit for a meal together on a weekend, suppose, on vacations, on holidays. Everything depends on the extent to which we build a warm home for ourselves. The thing is that we don't want to change our nature. We don't want to accept the other as ourselves. So actually you're saying that the family is an example for the good, correct state? Yes. Eventually, nothing changed. All throughout human history. Our problem is that our ego gave us the desire to get closer to each other in order to enjoy more products, security, to fulfill our other desires on the one hand. On the other hand, when we started getting closer, because our ego pushed us to do that, we didn't treat our ego in order to really get closer to each other humanly-wise. But how? In a way that I'm willing to use others, but not to serve them. To take as much as I can and give back as little as possible. This is what we have, and this is the competition to this day. Who's the rich? He who knows how to get everything from everyone and to give back as little as possible. Then it becomes richer, more powerful, has more control, and so on. And since we lived in small families in a good, nice, warm way, and as we started developing our connection and so on, it's only an egoistic connection. It's not a family connection. And so we had to understand that since then, since ancient Babylon, where there was a crisis, where Abraham said that we all have to be as one family. So let's do it. That we're interdependent. Look, suddenly there are signs of competition. It's a sign that our ego grew, that we have to be connected, but all of these connections, let's make them like in a family, where I need what you make and what he makes, and you need what I make. True? But let's do it like in a family. We didn't want to go out of the boundaries of our natural family. Me, my wife, parents, children, and that's it. To this day. To this day, and that's the problem. Because our ego didn't change since then. And therefore, today, we are in a corrupted society. And this corruption goes and grows to a point where we find ourselves again in a big crisis like in the times of ancient Babylon, where we're interdependent all over the planet, like once they were interdependent in the area of ancient Babylon, Mesopotamia, and so on. We have to understand that only if we close ourselves in the borders of one big family, like one village, like one big extended family, doesn't matter how you call it, only this way will we feel that there's really place for everyone. And here we have an even more unique problem, because our ego finished its development, and we can't make workplaces for everyone, meaning among us, there will be more of half of the people that will have no income. How will they make a living? How will they exist? If it's in a family, then everything is divided between everyone. If it's like today, so just like now, we're getting statistics here in Israel that 30% of the population are beneath the poverty line. Can such a thing be? Can such a thing exist in a family? So here we see that we have to arrange ourselves. We can't keep existing this way, and therefore there has to be a different direction and different method of how to manage our society, our country. I want to ask about the people that built the first regimes, like in ancient Greece, the entire philosophy that developed around democracy, and to understand why didn't these regimes work. Rousseau said that the natural state is a bad state. There are no laws, no morals, because humanity is in competition. They have to unite and build a society or disappear from the world. because competition without any laws makes it so that only the strong rule. And therefore, after we build social institutions, will we be rid of this struggle. And therefore, the role of a state was to create order, to prevent the egoistic competition, and to allow people to maintain their freedom and live a normal life. And we see that entire societies were built on these principles. So what were they lacking? Why didn't it work? They weren't lacking anything. They even understood that it's necessary to correct human nature, only they didn't know how to do it. How will we become as a family? Very simple. What did Rousseau say? He didn't invent the wheel or anything. He understood these phenomena. He writes about them, but he has no solution. Remedy. Meaning that the government or the law isn't enough in order to arrange us. We need something else. Government is a result of what we decide on. If we decide that we have to shift from one social state to another, where the individual and society have to be interconnected, and the society has no more than the individual has, and vice versa, that it will more or less be equal in accordance with who that person is. Is he young or old or ill or healthy and so on and so forth? Like in a family, we relate to everyone relatively equally. Of course, a baby receives before everyone and so on. So the same has to be in our society. If we relate to each other this way, where all of us are like one family, we'll feel good. If we don't, we'll feel bad. We'll always suffer. We won't find any other way to organize ourselves but according to the rule that we have to keep the framework of a family on a larger scale of some kind. But the problem is for all of us to feel that we're all interdependent, that we belong to each other, that we're really as one man and one heart. And why did humanity develop the way it did? Because of our ego. Today we see it in all families. A family. A framework which was never broken. Today, there's no such thing. They hold together somehow because they have mutual property and they have no choice because, what can you do for some reason? But our ego grew so much that we can't stand each other inside the family. And we're together not because it's good and nice to be together, but because I'll be worse off if I'll get divorced and distance myself. Look how much our ego today is incapable of standing, living with someone. Therefore, today, we've reached a state where we have to correct human nature for sure, because otherwise, even a family, the natural cell that we have from the birth, from the cradle of civilization, today is ceasing to exist. Every second family, if not more, get divorced and so on, and people don't want to get married, can't live together. Meaning, we have to change human nature. We have to return everyone to the form of a family. And the wisdom of Kabbalah, this is actually what it handles, what it takes care of. Looking at history, we started off as a family and we have to return to that state. Yes, we have now left that. In the past few decades that we're experiencing serious crisis, financially wise, socially wise, politically wise, and so on, the family crisis is the strongest crisis. That a person has no framework. I always ran away to my family. I always knew that I have a wife, I have children, I owe them, they owe me. It's that hiding place where I can rest, where I feel safe, I feel good. At least there I can warm my soul. Today, No more. And the last phase is that the immigrants that are moving from place to place, that men leave their families to go to some other countries, and even though that their will to receive, their ego isn't that big yet, they still send money to their family, suppose, like the Mexicans that send money to their families from the U.S., but it tells us that it's soon going to end, that even in those nations where the family, the traditional family, was something so strong, like in the Arabian countries, like in Latin America, there too it's starting to shatter. Meaning, we're at the end of the human egoistic development, and it's clear to us that here we have to determine a new relationship between the individual and society. So I want to understand the process. We started out as small families, small primitive families, and you're talking about a state, which sounds very ideal, that we're returning to be as one family. We can no longer return to the small family. Here we have to give a person basic education that doesn't bring him back to the one family. He can't go back and build his own one little family, but he will be able to sustain his family on condition that he will also sustain the big family. Can't be any other way. This has to be at least on a national level. But what happened in between? We're in small families. We went through certain processes where we tried to arrange our relations so that everyone will get more security, food, money, everything that they needed. We built different kinds of governments, societies. What is this process? What does it mean, the world in different forms and ways that we relate to each other this way? It's kind of a corrupted family. Kind of a family, a kind of a relationship, but a corrupted one. Why are these corrupted relations? Because by that, we built a relationship of give and take. It's like in a family, like at home, that suppose we treat each other according to how much each gives and how much does each deserve to receive. This is what we actually have in society. Meaning, in society, we do not introduce our natural love and interdependence the way it's supposed to be. And this is how we build our society, human society. From our natural family, we should have brought the good natural relations that we have, that suppose a country would be like one family. And this is how we lived after the reception of the Torah, the Jewish people with problems and troubles, but nonetheless, this is how we existed, until it all shattered. We distanced from each other and this entire form disappeared. It sounds really hard to achieve something like that because even in families there are problems. So there's a special force that we can draw upon ourselves, correct our nature, and both build our individual small families this way and also the entire nation as one family. It's a must. Without that, we'll soon see that we won't even be able to sustain our own families. So what promises us that the aggression, the competition will not destroy the family? The competition is coming to an end. The era of money, work, workplaces, salaries, all these things are starting to disappear, meaning there are many reasons that compel us to shift to relations between us like in a family. There was always someone who knew how to control others, manipulate. Love has to rule and control everything like in a family. This is actually the best, simplest principle, most natural principle. And if we'll feel just a bit of love, a bit of closeness to each other. By that, we will feel that we're really living a life worthwhile living. But we don't feel that. We feel distanced from each other. So I'm telling you, this is why we need a special method, a special framework that teaches us how to achieve mutual love of love another as thyself. We have no choice. Otherwise, we'll undergo such crises that will nonetheless force us to do that. So the way you see it, the next form of government is love another as thyself? Undoubtedly. We have no choice, and we'll see that, because if I'm not going to work to make a living, if I have no workplace, if the entire world is hostile, if I have no family and I'm alone on my own, if we don't take each other into consideration, truly polluting the air and our food, and from all aspects, we're actually building a hell for ourselves. So we have no choice. We'll need wars and other things. Soon we'll see how all the governments fall apart. What democracies, like Tal said, what democracy are we talking about? We never had democracy. Democracy, it means that there are good relations between us, and we have a good and nice attitude towards each other, all the people in the nation, that every member of the nation receives what he needs, what society wants to give him from the bottom of their heart. This is democracy. What does Rousseau have to do with that? They can only say that, yeah, we're living like dogs. True. This is the best that they have. No, comes the wisdom of Kabbalah and says, I have something, I can arrange these things, the time has come, and therefore it's becoming revealed, and I hope that we'll arrange these things. Dr. Leitman, thank you very much. Thank you, Tal. Thanks for being with us. Till next time, all the best.